This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got Doc Newsom coming back on talking. Well, you know what, Super Don? When I was up at the gala and we had a luncheon at Ty's place for the Truth About Cancer, and Doc Newsom was there, and I was like, you know, we were just chatting. We went up to check out this whole outdoor cool thing that they built on the back of Ty's house. And we're standing in the sauna because it's cold outside. Had the infrared going. And I'm just standing in there chatting with a few people, and Doc Newsom's in there. And I just start, you know, unconsciously like rubbing my neck because it was kind of, I don't know, it was achy or something from the.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, let me take care of that. So we walk out. I get on the bench. I lay back. This guy, he adjusts me. He's an osteopath, but whether you call it a chiropractic adjustment or an osteopathic adjustment. If you ever get a chance to get adjusted by Doc Newsom, do it. He's like one of the top three I've ever had in terms of adjustment capacity, ability.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Between the lumbar thoracic stuff going and then some really incredible neck adjustments, I have to say. And I was like, oh, man, this was great. I didn't have my True Align body system with me on the trip. So it was like next best thing or even a better thing, you have Doc Newsom with you. So let's see, what else we got going on? Any more Christmas stories? Yeah, I think we got another Christmas story. I think this is the season. We'll have to throw in a little latke or a bagel for our Jewish friends and relatives. We'll do some Hanukkah on Sunday. How's that?
Some lox on Sunday. Yes, yeah. Just for you.
You know, yeah. I was just thinking, too, because of my Jewish heritage and going back to the whole Alabama scandal, right? The Roy Moore he lost and stuff. And I was talking contextually. Yeah. About, you know, culture, right? There was a time back in the 20th century where in the Deep South it was not, and I'm sure it's not exclusive to that, that you would date women that were much younger. They were teenagers, right? Or even marry them. And, of course, that's culturally, for most people, abhorrent. But it was a cultural norm back then. And even, you know, my growing up in a largely, you know, heavily Deep South Christian community as a Jewish kid. And, you know, I met with a lot of prejudice, I did, and it wasn't always fun. But, you know, they would call you a Jew, right? And it wasn't, I don't believe, derogatory. It was just like, that's how they called you. And now to hear certain things like that, it just doesn't sound right in the same way. Or you say, well, he's a Jew versus, well, he's Jewish, right? Maybe it's just me. Just me way of hearing it.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. And it's just because things have shifted and changed and that we're far more PC than we were. I wasn't around back then. But, you know, I mean, the people in general were. And things change and societal norms and values evolve over time. Whether you agree with them or not, they do. And that's why I think in this situation with Roy Moore, I don't know the details. It's one of those things where I kind of just didn't want to know.
Right.
But, you know, even if what he did many years ago was something that at that time was accepted by society.
Right.
It's not now. And so say what you will. Maybe it wasn't fair. I don't know. I pass no judgment on the situation, but, you know, it is what it is.
Right. Well, and as I say, context is always important. And context for the Bill of Rights, it is Bill of Rights Day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Context is it's rooted in principle. When it's rooted in principle, it doesn't necessarily change over time. The principles don't. because there are unifying principles. There are principles that you know, bring order to the universe where nature basically abides by, because it is inherent to nature. And there are distinct differences. And in nature, we like to grow stuff. You like to undo cancer? We might have to go back here where John Denver sings.
Inch by inch, row by row, someone blessed these seeds I sowed. Someone warmed them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
Hashtag MAGA, Make America Garden Again. Thank you, John Denver, for the reminder. And we leap into a very happy and empowering story. A boy who was diagnosed with cancer at the age of 5, a serious tumor in his abdomen, right? Well, he was 4, right? Emergency room, he goes, they find that he had a lump in his abdomen, stage 4 neuroblastoma, affecting nerve tissue and everything. They go in and they remove it. Thank the Lord for the surgeons when they're needed and they do a good job. And as far as I know, Super Don, he didn't sign his liver, okay, on the way out. So I just wanted to make that clear. Now,
okay, yeah, right. Didn't put a smile on it or anything.
No, so this little boy Mason, right? And they said cancer remained in his lymph nodes and he needed chemo, maybe radiation. But guess what? The parents said, you know, I don't know if the side effects are worth it. Really, maybe we could do something else. And they had moved to Georgia with the hopes of starting a little garden or maybe even a small farm. And they said that we were living horribly, the parents of Mason. They said we were living horribly as far as we were putting into our body food-wise. And so they switched. Guess what? I don't know if they were listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show all those years ago, but they did what I would do. They switched to an organic diet. Consisted mostly of food that they grew themselves, even though they didn't have a lot of farming experience. They grew up like this. I'm going to have some meat with a side of meat and some more meat for, you know, that was just like the American diet. More meat, please. Mm-hmm. And Chris Barr, our friend, Not a Doc, talks about meat as a garnish, not the main part of it. If you're, you know, if you want to go vegetarian, that's fine too. But if you eat meat, you'll go, don't go bonkers with it. Don't eat the whole animal. Don't have a cow. All right. Our buddy Liam Sheff always used to talk about eating lower on the food chain. That would benefit pretty much everybody, I believe. But again, clean food, organic food. So they started eating differently, more vegetarian food, more raw, available things they were cooking. They were juicing. And they, in 2009, they started a nonprofit farm called 180 Degree Farm to donate their homegrown food to the public. Now, Mason, he's 15, and they are still harvesting food on their farm in Sharpsburg, Georgia, and he is cancer-free, my friends. He's cancer-free. Nice. And they're paying it forward, they're paying it back, and they're going out to the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, which is, to me, not really holistic treatment, but I'll leave that aside because they're actually helping them, the people that are going there by donating organic food, local grown food for the people that are patients, cancer patients at that point. Hmm. So
nice.
I'm just totally, you want to talk about a happy Christmas story, a happy Hanukkah story? This is a happy story any time of the day or night or year. And they're giving about 300 pounds of food or more every week there to the patients.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, it's cancer-free, folks. He ate organic food, locally grown food. He ate lower on the food chain, a little less meat, maybe a lot less meat, and the transformation is complete. Folks, it is not about a chemotherapy deficiency disease. It is not about needing more radiation or even additional surgery after they remove the tumor. It was about changing the diet and the lifestyle. And this is.
And I want to make note of the fact this is a story that we found not on Natural News, not on Natural Blaze. We found this on CNN, of all places.
I know. It pains me to say it, but they actually did something good, right?
Yeah, so absolutely.
Super Don is correct once again, and I'm wrong when I dismiss the mainstream media altogether. I can't. Occasionally they get a nice story out there that we can go, yep, that's good, that's worthy. Here's another one. This is out of New Zealand, although it's a story about a family, I believe, in America, Los Angeles to Las Vegas or something like that. This guy, he's a man. I got a picture of him in like the hospital bed with his, you know, muscles. He's flexing. And the headline says, "Man reveals his cancer went into remission after going vegan."
Vegan.
Now, this is a mainstream newspaper online out of New Zealand covering the story out of America. He was diagnosed and only given weeks to live with stage 4 colorectal cancer. And I don't know, if he had surgery? I think he might have had surgery.
He had surgery and even a dose of, I believe it was a round of chemotherapy.
Round of chemo. And he says it made him so sick. He's like, I got to take some time off from this. I need to detoxify from the poison. and he started feeling better, apparently. And he decided in 2012, November, that he would go on a plant-based diet. You know, you talk about alkalinity, alkalize the body, akin to the diet of Tom Brady. He mentions Tom Brady in the article here. His vegetarian wife, Amanda, is now 39, and they followed the research showing that sugars and processed foods fueled tumors. So they had another scan in 2013, and just by doing a diet shift, the cancer had shrunk by almost 80%. And now it's been 5 years. He's cancer-free. They're raising 20-month-old twins and running a small cancer charity on the side of his bartending. He's a bartender in Vegas. That's how they met and got married at, I think, the Cosmopolitan there in Las Vegas, apparently. And his story has gone viral thanks to country star Tim McGraw. That's how we learn of this.
Well, there you go. Weeks to live and now cancer-free because he took control of the situation and did it himself rather than continue. If had he gone with the chemotherapy and the radiation stuff like that, chances are he wouldn't be around.
Yeah, and when you say do it yourself, Super Don, I imagine that, like, well, was he going to self-inject chemo and go into a radiation scan booth on it?
No. He did that horrible thing where he, like, did some his own research, didn't go with what the cancer doctors told him to do, made his own choices, and look at him now, right?
I like this quote from him. This was originally on the Daily Mail online. Rob admitted he was slightly overwhelmed at being tipped as a vegan advocate. I guess they're using bartender language. He was tipped. But this is what he said. He says, I'm not standing on my soapbox saying everyone needs to go plant-based and vegan, he insisted. But if you're going to ask me what worked for me, I'll tell you, this diet. So, folks, again, eating lower on the food chain. Don't get mad at me if you're a Western pricer, the variety that says we have to eat meat at every meal.
We can get along. We can all get along.
Right, but my point here is, I agree with Rob. He's not saying it's ideal for everybody the way he did it. But he acknowledges that it worked for him, and it has worked for others. And that doesn't mean I'm saying everybody eat the same identical way that Rob ate, or even Mason, who in the previous story has gone all organic and local. I would say, yeah, my gosh, I would be endorsing that for almost everybody, whether you go vegan or not. Again, that's you're going to have to determine if that's right for you. So, you know, the unexpected young people that seemingly look healthy but end up with serious, serious colorectal cancers. And they said he had a perforation. I thought it was caused by one of the invasive procedures, but apparently no. The cancer was so bad that he had a perforation. So it was a very, very serious case.
That's aggressive.
Issue here. Yeah. And for him to undo that by getting on a better diet, it's amazing. All right, we're going to take a break here. We got Doc Newsom scheduled next, and we'll do some more, maybe some more Christmas music during the show sometime, Super Don. I'll let you decide. All right, take a break. Go to RobertScottBell.com. Back with Doc Newsom after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's Bill of Rights Day. We covered that earlier, but I want a guy that's going to battle for the freedom to heal, the right to heal, and all of the rights we talk about that come from a far higher place than government. A big guy that I know will help defend it is Doc Newsom, Daniel Newsom. How are you, my friend?
I'm very good, sir. Glad to be here. Thank you.
Good to have you on board again. And I was great seeing you at the TTAC Awards Gala, and I have to say, I mentioned this earlier in this show. I was kind of bragging on you. We were just talking with some folks in the far infrared sauna that Ty had built, which was perfect. And then I just grabbed my neck just unconsciously. You're like, hey, let me work on that. Boom. We were out on a bench and you adjusted me as good as anybody ever adjusts me. So if anybody hasn't seen Doc Newsom, he's your guy.
Thank you, sir. This June, I graduate from my PhD program in osteopathic medicine, specializing. The PhD is actually in osteopathic clinical rehab, and that's what I've been working on here for a while. I did that and the MD program here in the last 2 years, and so it's been pretty involved. But my specialty is in osteopathic medicine. My specialty is physical medicine. So
well, it shows. And I thank you. I felt much better for the trip home. I'm only sorry that I had to leave so quickly after that. But it was certainly great seeing you and the family, and we had a great time. And I think an auspicious day, Bill of Rights Day. Again, you are a guy that loves liberty. This happened in 1791, the first 10 amendments ratified 226 years ago. But I like to remind people that your rights do not come from government, they come from God, and people are just confused about that.
That's exactly the case. You know, it's real interesting, with our legal system, one of the most sovereign things a person can set up is a 508 ecclesiastic organization. Not a 501c3, a 501c3 is a nonprofit organization that's partnered in partnership with the state.
Right.
And so a 501c3 is as much state governed as it would be, you know, if it was a 501c3 church. It's as governed by the state as it is by God. They're equal partners. 508 is a whole nother ballgame. A 508 is its own sovereign entity. And that's something people should look into.
All right. Well,
every
listen,
church is look into that.
I agree. I've talked to folks about it that past weekend about stop asking for permission where none is required. And the Constitution is very clear about religious liberty. It's not vague, and you don't have to ask permission of government. That's another scheme,
right,
all for another discussion here. So let's
right,
see what
right.
we're gonna what we gonna do if we're gonna stand for liberty, or we're gonna fall for what? Tyranny. And I don't like that idea. And again, we've talked about it in terms of healing, the idea of asking permission where none is required. And the whole licensing scheme is a scam as well, because it protects,
correct,
protects the bad doctors from the people they harm, ironically.
That's exactly the case. You're exactly right. License traditionally was only required for something that was illegal or potentially harmful. And so if they're practicing something that is either illegal or unethical, or has the potential to harm people, then they are required to have a license. I personally don't want any part of that.
Yeah,
I don't want to do anything that's going to hurt someone.
Well,
I don't want to hurt.
It subjugates yourself to an organization or series of organizations that pretty much all they do is harming people, right? Pharmaceutical medicine, for instance. And so,
correct,
it's a different perspective, and I wanted to acknowledge that with you as well on Bill of Rights Day. Of all days, I wish it was Bill of Rights Day every day, and I wish everybody understood the difference between rights and privileges, and the fact that licenses don't protect you. They protect an economic monopoly of a stranglehold on a certain delivery method, in this case of medicine, that is the second, first, third leading cause of death, something in that top three.
It's third by statistics. If you don't include the first two as the first two causes as being related to medical treatment.
Exactly.
Heart disease
and cancer.
The treatment of heart disease and the treatment of cancer, the treatments are oftentimes as fatal, if not more fatal, than the disease itself.
You're so right, Doc. And on top of that, the treatments for other diseases can lead to heart attacks and cancer. So we got someone who is one of the leading healers out there. Doc Newsom is with me. We're going to take a break and be back. I want to talk about probiotic therapy, also answer another question of the day from one of our listeners. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Rockin' the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Folks, if you haven't been there, remember, go to organics.com, O-R-G-A-N-I-X-X.com. You can see all the great products. And we are powered, and I know Superdawn is powered, by organic greens, activated green juice, and sprouted, fermented, living superfoods, soil-based probiotics, fulvic and humic acid, courtesy of a lot of the insight and brilliance of Doc Newsom. And he's with me now talking about not only the Bill of Rights, the right to heal, the difference between rights and privileges, but once we have this knowledge that you've acquired through hard work and clinical experience as well, and we want to share that with the world, we have to take into consideration that much of our world and our medical world has been fed disinformation and misinformation. So it's not as much as just teaching people. I find that it's harder to teach a doctor because they have so much to unlearn before they can accept what really is factual about how life works.
You're exactly right. Oh, my goodness. I mean, over the years, I've been a professor for the last 17 years in different naturopathic Oriental medicine, and then osteopathic colleges. And a lot of, especially in the osteopathic programs, I have people who are predominantly trained as MDs, and the problem with learning how to practice medicine and treatment of disease is there's a couple of issues in there. I tell my patients the only thing that about treating disease is disease loves to be treated.
You're giving it a treat. Like, let's give it some candy. Make it happy. Yeah, that's what they do with drugs,
right,
man. They create more disease than you started with.
That's exactly it. And so you might settle the symptoms and temporarily stabilize the patient, but they're just as sick as they ever were. And because the immunosuppression of the drug, now the disease has more opportunity to get a better foothold on the person. The person ends up more sick than they were to begin with.
Yeah, exactly. Improper use of medicine, which the proper use was to stabilize a patient that was could be dead at any moment, bring them back, stabilize them, get them off the drug, and then get them on a different diet and lifestyle. That's long since been abandoned by the pharmaceutical, pseudoscientific, allopathic medical monopoly. Say that 10 times fast. But we stand for your health, freedom, and healing liberty here, and Doc Newsom's doing a lot to help restore it as well. And in fact, part of what had him on here today to do is to respond to you, our loyal, lovable, and humble listeners. I hear a theme song coming.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right. We had a second question of the day just in time for Doc Newsom. This is a rather interesting one. I don't know if this refers to allopathic medicine or allopathic thought forms on natural medicine, but it sounds sort of toxic. This is a question from Danny. He says, are you familiar with turpentine for parasites? And then he follows up and says, I would only use the 100% pure gum spirits. Now, Doc, I've heard about this. And in fact, when I was growing up, when we brought out the turpentine, it was only to clean paint off of our fingers. But there's something else going on here. You got to let us in on the secret.
Well, there is an old remedy, and most, I would say, probably our grandparents were the last generation to actually use that remedy. It is an old pharmaceutical remedy for parasites. What they would do, the way it was practiced, this is you would either go to the pharmacist or go to the doctor, and they would give you one drop of turpentine in a spoonful of sugar for each year of age that you had. So if you were 2 years old, they gave you two drops of turpentine in a spoonful of sugar. They'd give it to the little one, and by that evening, they'd be passing parasites. Worms would come out, you know, they'd be passing them.
I'm thinking anything in you would be running for the hills. Turpentine, get out, get out. Now, is there a distinction? This guy talks about 100% pure gum spirits. I mean, is there a distinction between a turpentine you want to drink and one that you don't?
I wouldn't use it. No,
We can do better here. In fact, that's kind of the secondary issue. It's not that there aren't real parasite issues, and there are real toxic drugs that are used to eradicate them. But I've utilized holistic principles in medicine and herbs, as well as homeopathics and even silver and other things to eradicate parasites. But we do acknowledge that if you go on an aggressive anti-parasitic cleanse, you might also disrupt your good gut microbiome as well. And
absolutely.
Okay, so with that, I'm holding a bottle and shaking it right now of Organics Probiotics, Daily Multi-Strain Probiotic, Live Fermented Foods, SBOs, and Enzymes. And we haven't talked about this one yet. What's the scoop on your probiotics that are unique and interesting for folks to start integrating?
Oh, my goodness. In our gut, here's something real interesting about the gut microbiome. And you know, we have a gut microbiome, which is our central microbiome. Then we also have a ear, nose, and throat, oral microbiome. We have a upper respiratory microbiome. We have a urinary reproductive tract microbiome. We have a skin microbiome. But central to all our gut microbiome, and it's some real basic interesting facts about that, is our gut microbiome should be toward the top of the digestive system, just below the stomach, we should have more fungal form microbes in the upper portion of our GI tract, whereas as we go down lower into the colon, we should have more bacterial form microbes. Okay, so the mix changes as the function of the digestive tract changes. Real interesting. And what we find is most people have a lot of bacterial forms in the upper part of their GI tract, causing peptic ulcers, causing stomach ulcers, mm-hmm. causing SIBO in the small intestine. And when that happens, they get a large amount of fungal form microbes growing in the colon. And we call that candida or candidiasis. Yeah. Exactly. The problem with that is your microbiome gets flipped upside down. It doesn't work right anymore.
That's where the concept of rectal cranial inversion comes from?
Maybe. But, you know, if the microbiome's flipped, quote unquote, and again, I'm trying to use English terms for everybody so everybody understands what we're talking about here. You know, a flipped microbiome isn't actually a clinical or laboratory or technical term, but to give you a concept, if the microbes that are growing in the microbiome, or if we have dysbiosis is the correct term, but when you have dysbiosis in the gut microbiome, you end up with more bacteria on the top end and more fungus on the bottom end.
Right.
And that's flipped in comparison to how it should be. You should have more fungal forms in the top and more bacteria toward the bottom. When you have the right amount, you know, we have the right mix, your immune system functions well, your digestive system functions well, your nervous system gets fed well, you don't have inflammation, everything feels good, you have plenty of energy, your hormones communicate well. If your microbiome's flipped and you have the wrong mix, and you have what's called dysbiosis, you have inflammation, your gut doesn't operate properly, your hormones don't communicate well, you can't think straight, you have joint pain, you have...
Oh, it's an unlimited array of symptoms. Again, digestion, detoxification, production of neurotransmitters, endocrine. I mean, there's nothing not linked now to a healthy microbiome or an unhealthy one when we talk about the manifestation of disease. So what are we doing with the probiotics? Now, there's a lot of perspectives on probiotics. Some say you need 12 strains, you need more, you need 14, you need 100 drillion, quadrillion, you don't, you need ferment. So where do you fall in line with your probiotic replenishment product here from Organics?
Here's what we have. In the organic line, we have fermented mushrooms, which end up as a prebiotic substance. Okay, not to mention a immune boosting substance. You know, not only are all the components of the mushroom available to the immune system, the fibers in the fermented mushroom complex become, your saccharides and things like that, they become readily available for the beneficial microbes, all the probiotics in the gut. So virtually every product in this line is a prebiotic.
Yes, we talked about that before. I guess this is the one that's sort of more focused on, some level of replenishment as well, correct?
Correct. In the microbiome, if you want to straighten out the microbiome quickly, you have to introduce soil-based microbes. In this, we have Bacillus subtilis. We have multiple soil microbes, but then we also have Plantarum, which is a soil microbe that cultivates. Plantarum is really interesting in that it cultivates in the microbiome growth of Bifidus, of Acidophilus, of Thermodophilus, of these other beneficial microbes. But in order to get the microbiome balanced out quickly, we have to use soil-based microbes. And those, that's what this is predominantly, is a soil-based microbe formula with some other, we have some other things in there, but...
Real quick, Doc Newsom, because we're almost out of time, it goes so fast with you. Two a day is listed as a kind of a standard way to do it, but if somebody's coming off of a intestinal parasite cleanse or even antibiotic therapy, I think that two a day wouldn't be enough.
Correct. What I've done clinically with this is anywhere from 6 to 12 capsules a day for between 5 and 10 days after being on antibiotic therapy or after doing a parasite cleanser. Yeah.
And does it matter with food or without?
No, that's the
beautiful.
The beautiful thing with this is we're using Sporeform.
I've been reading some scientific revelations about the Sporeform recently. I'm fascinated by it, and that's something we're going to have to follow up on next time. Listen, thanks for standing up for health, freedom, and healing liberty, my friend. And thanks again for the adjustment you gave me when we were together at the TTAC Gala.
You're so welcome, sir. Thank you.
Love you, my brother. That's Doc Daniel Newsom. He's got more, but we're going to have to come back and get it. We've got some Christmas music coming up after the break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Doc Newsom. Remember, check out all the wonderful products he helped to develop there at Organics. Super Don put them in the notes there, a very easy banner link. And plug in all the stuff, especially organic greens. You think about green for Christmas. Think green going into your body. It's good. It's organic. And Super Don likes it.
Mm-hmm. So. Indeed, indeed. Yes, I'm all stocked up, and I love it. It's, dude. I mean, honestly, it's like the easiest. I mean, you'd think taking pills, you know, or popping capsules, that's easy, right? But not only is this easy, but it's enjoyable too. You know, I mean, it tastes good. Yep. You know, literally, I can go into the kitchen and be thirsty, and I'll have a glass of organic greens instead of having a glass of something else, just because I like to drink it.
Yeah, and Super Don's not going to be harassed by me, RSB, tell him, put it in the other end. No, I'm not going to do that.
No.
See, I'm not going to do that. I'm just saying, I'm not going to do that.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, but that's another reason to enjoy it. So you can drink it and eat it properly, as you say. So, you know, we're in talk radio for a lot of years, and there are a lot of talk shows that are what are called caller-driven, right? Caller-driven.
Mm-hmm.
We've never really been caller driven. I remember earlier on in my talk radio career, I would get more calls, but the reality is the callers would actually kind of cause the show to go into a you know where I'm going with this?
I know exactly where you're going. Quite often, yeah, a caller can completely put the brakes on the momentum of a program. Yeah.
Yeah. We got stuff we want to do. And then, you know, somebody calls up about a hangnail. You're like, really? So it isn't that we don't love and care for you. It's just that we have ideas of things we want to communicate, the way we want to communicate them, and we do interact with through the question of the day, which I think is a much better sequence, right? We can keep it in
and
the
we interact
program.
Especially with the people on YouTube too. That's great.
Yeah,
I love doing that.
That's awesome. But what I'm getting at is that we are a music driven show. Often we use a lot of music. You are the master of a lot of the musical beds, the bumpers that are awesome. And this time of the year, of course, like we came in with a Christmas song, although it was a rock and roll Grinch Who Stole Christmas, which is awesome.
Yes.
I think it's terrific, but some people don't agree with us. They dread the holiday music for some reason. And I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it that it's Christmas, or is it just the music? They've heard it too many times. I mean, I like it. I tend to, in July, at a certain point, I have a week long event where I'll play Christmas music in July because I miss it. Now we're back. We're in it right now. Why won't people say, hey, this is awesome?
Well, apparently, there was a survey that was done. Consumer Reports did a poll. This was back in 2011. Found that almost 25% of Americans picked seasonal music as one of the most dreaded aspects of the holiday season, ranking just behind seeing certain relatives. 25%? That's a pretty good chunk.
These are miserable people. I mean,
I think so.
No, listen, who am I to judge?
Wow.
Now it could be the reference points that are legitimate in the so-called commercialization of Christmas.
Yes.
But let's be honest, Jesus wasn't born on the 25th of December. All right? Is this breaking news? There are aspects of the holiday that are not just, they're not religious anymore.
Well, and I think even for people who don't subscribe to the religious, even though that's what it originated from, but, you know, they're celebrated as a season of giving or whatever. I think a lot of people, and I would rank among the folks that would vote that they play Christmas music way too soon. And that goes along with the commercialization aspect because they start playing it because they want people to think about Christmas and go out and buy stuff, right?
Right.
At least wait until after Thanksgiving. I like Christmas music personally.
Yeah,
I agree.
It
puts me in a good mood.
I don't want it after Halloween. Wait till after Thanksgiving. I agree. Then you can start turning it on. Or December 1st, something like that. But folks, again, I just acknowledge there are pagan rituals associated, even the Christmas tree, which is fun, is not necessarily a truly spiritual thing, but you know, there are pagan rituals that are adopted, but this stuff happens. I don't lose sleep over it, but I think that what they say, what's the reason for the season? Ultimately, I like to get to that loving, that giving. And of course, we talk about the seasonal shifts, the return of the light in the Northern Hemisphere, right? It's around the time of the winter solstice, and then the light starts coming back. So there are other aspects to this, but the music, I like it. I even like a few Hanukkah songs, like Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song. That's kind of cute, too.
Marijuanica?
Yes, don't smoke your marijuanica. Well, now it's different. Now you go, yeah, it's okay to smoke your marijuanica if you want. We found it's not harmful. But however you do it, CBD, we like that. Thank you to Doc Newsom. Thank you to Josh Hendricks and CB Sciences. Thank you to Super D for making it sound so good. I hope you all had a great time. Have a Merry Christmas. Continue with the Happy Hanukkah. And bring the spirit of the season into your heart and then out to the world. And remember, the Bill of Rights come from your Creator, whatever you perceive that to be. But I'm telling you, it's not government. You can believe it. It ain't true. But what is true, the power to heal, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.